Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm sure, unfortunately, we're going to have quite a few trips to urgent care for people around here this time of year. At-home accidents during the holidays. Do you guys see an uptick around this time of year?
So with travel restrictions far behind us and the vaccines being available for everyone, I think that things are somewhat back to normal. And around Thanksgiving, we definitely see more injuries, traffic-related injuries normally. We can see, most house fires are around this time of the year as well, when the local emergency departments and urgent cares get busy with injuries and food-related sicknesses as well.
And so you touched a couple of them, but what are some of the main things that people should be on the lookout for, and how can they keep themselves from going to urgent care?
So one of them is the food poisoning part, right, where everybody gets around the table, and different bacteria, if there's not adequate food preparation. You may know about salmonella, but have you heard of Clostridium perfringens? It's called a buffet germ. They grow the fastest in like large portions of casseroles, gravies, and any food sitting at room temperature. And both types of bacteria will give you tummy trouble as well. To prevent the exposure to these types of bacteria, remember to never wash your bird and to always cook your turkey and stuffing to at least 165 degrees. Consider making your stuffing outside the bird for an even safer option. And if you suspect food poisoning, drink lots of fluids, including electrolytes as well.
I'm sure you see a lot of knife related injuries this time of year as well, too, huh?
We do, and some of them are related to, obviously, alcohol intake. Kind of like Thanksgiving, bring out the chef in everyone, and some people at the counter may not have proper knife skills. You can protect your fingers by making sure you have sharp knives, as dull blades require more pressure to cut. And curl your fingers and cut away from your body when trimming or deboning. And I would like to remind people to keep knives off the counters and out of the sinks by washing and storing them immediately.
And like you said before, I'm sure a lot of these incidents, or a good portion of these incidents, have to do with the elevated levels of alcohol intake this time of year as well.
Absolutely. So every single Thanksgiving-related injury or hazard can be and is exacerbated by alcohol. Alcohol consumption dampens your ability to properly manage kitchen knives, turkey fryers, your vehicle, and so on. Consider including mocktails or sparkling waters and other alcohol-free options as part of your celebrations.
What about for burns? How bad does a burn have to be for someone to have to, run away from their Thanksgiving dinner to go to urgent care?
So we typically advise for like burns larger than 1 to 2 inches in size, or those in a really sensitive area or hard skin that's white, brown, leathery, or shiny.
And what about for somebody who could treat something like that at home? How should they do that?
Yeah, that's a very good question. So first, run the burn area under lukewarm or cool water, not icy cold, as this can cause more damage, for 10 to 15 minutes. Then check the burn for size and color. And most cooking-related burns can be treated with soothing creams like aloe and over-the-counter pain medications such as ibuprofen.
All right, great. I know we touched on a lot of these topics. Is there anything else maybe we didn't talk about that you think our listeners should know about?
Just that, return to normalcy also means return to the hazards. We normally remind everyone to treat cooking burns carefully. Quickly put away your leftovers, know your knife safety protocols, wash your hands. I cannot overemphasize this enough. Implement a 6-season protocols, prep before you play flag football or run the turkey trot, and definitely limit alcohol intake.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.